Okay, today's daf is Ksubis daf Chavtes, and we are up to a new world in Maseches Ksubis, the world of Eilin Aris. On daf Chavtes, we've discussed in the first parak the inyanim of Ksuba and machlokos between the husband and the wife in terms of the Ksuba and other issues relating to Isser v'Heter. In the second parak, we discussed two or three main issues, Shtaros, Ne'emanos, also Peshahiter, Migu, all of those related issues, and now, the third parak, we have a new world, the world of Knossos and Kimle Bedarabamine. Those are two of the main issues that are discussed in this parak. Number one is Knoss, fines. What fines? Not general fines, but specifically when it comes to Ones and Mefate. The Torah tells us in two different places, Mishpatim and Kiseitse. Mishpatim discusses Mefate. V'chi yifate ish besula asher lo orasa. The man seduces a woman, a besula, that is not orasa. If she's me'ureses, then he's chayiv misa. Nothing to talk about. But if she's not orasa, she is not married at all, yifate besula asher lo orasa, v'shachav yima, mohar yimharena lo li'isha. He has to be mohar yimharenala. What does that mean? Mohar is a dowry. He has to somehow commit to her. Means he has to marry her. That's the halacha by mefate. Im ma'in yimma'in av yelisita lo. If the father's not interested, or if the woman's not interested, or even we'll see if the man is not interested. Kesev yishko kamor hapsulos. So then he has to pay the fine. Kesev yishko kamor hapsulos. So that's one case of mefate. That if somebody is mefate a woman, so then there is a knas to pay if he does not marry her. If not, he marries her, he just pays her a ksuba. Fine. That is one case. There are comparisons in Gzeira Shavas, as we'll see, and Hekishes between this case and its buddy, the psukim in Parshas Kiseitse. And these are learned one to the other in this parak, even today. Says the parak HaBeis Pasuk HaFches, in Kiseitse, Kiyimsa ish nara b'sula asher lo orasa, same thing, asher lo orasa, the emphasis, there's no eris in here, usfasa, here he grabs her, meaning ones, v'shachavima v'nimsa'u, v'nasan ha'ish ha'shachavima la'via nara ha'ishim kasef, he has to pay, here a number is given, we don't know the number from Mishpatim, but we have Gzeir Shava, so we learn chamishim kasef, in both cases, here it doesn't say shkalim, it says shkalim there, so that's what kesef yishkol kamar absulos, so we put the two together. Here it says chamishim. Here it says shkalim. So we know chamishim shkalim in both cases. And it says there belosia liisha tachas asher ina liyucha shalcha kol yama. There it's knas plus marriage. Right? It's not either or. And the reason is tachas asher ina, which is alluding to one of the differences between onis mefate ben Hashem, as we'll see later on in the perek, that even though there are comparisons, the Mishnah does tell us that there are also differences between what is paid between onis and mefate. That's the Mishnah on daf lamites. How many payments are made? Three payments or four payments? But that is the general discussion here at the beginning of the parak and throughout the parak. Ones and mifate and the knas that is paid. So the Mishnah starts off by saying, Elu naros jayesh lahem knas. The following na'aros. What do you mean na'aros? We know there are three ages of women in halacha. There is a ktana, na'ara, and bogeres. Ktana is less than 12 years old. Na'ara is 12 to 12 and a half. And bogeres is above 12 and a half. Remember one of the questions Rav Schechter asks on his the Kol HaBechina. Ogeres, Bogeres, and Grogeres. You know, what are those three? Ogeres is the psul of the knife in Hilchos Chulin. Bogeres is Bogeres right here. And Grogeres is the size. Right? It's a shear of Achila. So today we get to do Bogeres. So Ktana, Na'ara, and Bogeres. Only a Na'ara, excluding Bogeres, has these halachas of Knas. The Torah says Na'ara. Kiya Na'ara Besula. So these halachas, these Na'aros, have Knasos. Says Rashi, first Rashi in the parak, Dafka Na'ara Mishehivia Shte Cyrus Acha Tibager. Only a Na'ara, once she has physical maturity, Shte Cyrus, until she becomes a Bogeres, Vem Shisha Chadashim Shvei Na'aros Labagres. Rashi also knows that if we might have learned before, we know what this is, but, you know, it has to be mentioned. The 6 months between Na'arus and Bagrus, so the end with Shte Cyrus, Mishavia Shte Cyrus, then she is a Gdola, but she is a Na'ara. So that is that's where the laws of Knas apply. Avaktana ubogeris ein lam Knas, but mashma from the Mishnah, before and after, there is no Knas. We'll have to see that in the Gemara. Rashi does mention, though, that there are two ingredients to Gavlus. There is a Simanim and Shanim. Shanim and Simanim, as we know from elsewhere, just to reinforce the Chazaka of Rabbah. Rabbah tells us in Maseches Nida that once we know that there is Shanim, we're allowed to assume that there was Simanim. Right when a girl becomes 12 years old, right when a boy becomes 13 years old, we could assume that there was simanim. We don't have to physically check. Do we pass him like Rabbah? Yes, for Durabanans, not for Deoraisis. For issues Durabanan, so we trust that a gadol is a gadol, or this child became a gadol. And therefore, we will allow a child to do Kriyas HaTorah, which is a Kri of Durabanan, and to be the Chazin, and to be the Mizamein. Right? Because all those are Ichiyuve Durabanans. But if Ichiyuve Darisas, if a Bar Mitzvah boy had a Bar Mitzvah last Shabbos, so most poskim say he does not lean Parsha Zachar. He can lean the whole Parsha, but not Parsha Zachar, because that's a Chi of Daraisa, and we do not rely on Chazaka Durabah for Chiyuve Darisas. A Bar Mitzvah boy cannot blow the shofar for everyone. There's a Chi of Daraisa. It cannot be motzi others in a mitzvah daraisa based on chazaka deraba. And lest one say, well, okay, just send him to a pediatrician and check. And therefore, then he could be motzi. The problem is there's a big risk taken. Because if one checks and he does not have simanim yet, so then maybe he can't even lay in his bar mitzvah parsha. Because there's not a chazaka deraba. Then you're even worse than you started with. So the minhag ha'olam in most places is, I'm aware of, is that we rely on chazaka deraba. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it in our Achayim, I think it's Siman Nun Hey or so, about the laws of, right, the who could be a chazan. So that's the first place where this discussion comes up in our Achayim. So Rashi here says there are two ingredients, and the only question of Rabbah is, could we assume, once there's one ingredient, that we could automatically guess that the other ingredient is also present. So the following women have knas, meaning if a man is ma'anis, any of these na'aros, then he has to pay the fine. What's going to be the chiddush? The contrast mishnah, right? This mishnah has to be thought of with the next mishnah in the perek in the back of one's mind. The mishnah says, the second mishnah of the perek, later on, in daf lamed vav or so, the mishnah says, there lama vav mabez, elu na'aros she'elohem knas. These are the ones that don't have a knas. What's going to be the difference between the two? The principle of kim le b'derab aminei. That is there a chi of misa involved? If there's a chi of misa involved, so then there's not going to be the chi of mamon of knas, because that's the principle of kim le b'derab aminei. If there are two punishments, we only give the more stringent punishment and not the weaker punishment. Why? How does that work? The lumdus, that we'll have to save. That's what we'll talk about a lot over the next couple of days. But that is kim le b'derab aminei. It applies to misa and mamon. Does it apply to malchus and mamon? Does it apply to krisus and mamon? Does it apply to misa v'dei shamayim and mamon? That's tomorrow's discussion. But this is the sugya of kim le b'derab aminei. So that's the emphasis of this mishnah. Chaf tes versus lamed vav. This mishnah is about cases which do not have a chi of misa. That is why there is a chi of mamon present. So elon arash yesh lam knas. Haba al hamamzeres v'ha anasin of alakusis. The man is Boel, is Ma'anes, any of these three women, even though he violated an Issa Daraisa. If a man is lived with a Mamzeres, and a Mamzeres has an Issa Lavoba Kahal, but that's not an Issa Chi of Misa, it's a Lav. And therefore, one would still be Chayva Knas. Mamzeres, the Alha Nesina. Each of these words is spoken about at length by the Rishonim. Nesina, what are the Nesinim? Who are the Nesinim? So we last discussed this in Maseches Yevamos. Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos. Right here, Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos back in Yevamos. What is going on here? So Rashi holds that the Isser discussed here is an Isser Derabanan. The Isser to marry a Nasin. Who are the Nesinim? They are part of one of the seven nations of the Canaanim. Remember the story in Sefer Yehoshua? They came to Yehoshua, they pretended to be from a faraway land, and they dressed up, please make a treaty with us, and they made a treaty, and lo and behold, they found out that they were from next door. They were from Anshei Eretz Yisrael, and then they just made a treaty. A big discussion from both sides in the Rishonim there. On the one hand, why they have to make a treaty? Didn't Yeshua send out letters? Whoever wants to make peace could come make peace, and we're not going to become a Geri Toshav, right? And just, don't do Avodah Zarah anymore. So why do they have to come with subterfuge and trick Yeshua? That's on the one hand. Whatever the answer for that question is. On the other hand, wasn't it a haskama b'taus? Wasn't it a mistaken agreement? The whole thing shouldn't have worked, and they shouldn't have had to uphold their agreement. So Misad Bnei Yisrael, even though once they found out who it was, the whole thing should have been under false pretenses. So why do they have to keep it? That's a major discussion on that story in Yehoshua, but it has to do with what was the status of the Nesid, and what exactly did Yeshua do afterwards? The Gemara tells us in Yevamos, there were different stages of the Gzeira. Moshe did something, Yehoshua did something, and David did something. What did they do? Were they targeting Avdus, servitude, paying taxes, or were they targeting even marriage? That is the machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi says they were gozer on the marriage. They were gozer on marriage. Rashi says right here, Mina givonim v'hi asura l'kahal, why? Did David gozer aleihem? David was gozer. David was gozer on them. That is Rashi here, that's Rashi elsewhere, and that's also the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, in the 12th parak, the Rambam quotes, paraphrasing the Gemara in Yevamos, that there were different stages to this Gzeira. The Rambam starts off by saying, Mishinis Gayer Mishiva Amamin. If somebody, one of the seven nations, Kanani, Chiti, Amori, Prizi, one of those seven nations wants to come and convert, Einan Asurin Minator, Lavo Bakal, Midaraisa, they could convert. Right? They're not, it's not an Isser, right? Unless you're a Mitzri, right? Or Amon and Moav, which we said, so there is certainly Surim there. But any other nation, even the Losachaya Kol Neshama nations, if they want to convert, they can convert. Vahadavar Yadua, but it's known that nobody converted. Shalonis Gayer Mehen Elaha Givonim, or also the Nesinim. Vidav Yeshua Gazar Aleim. What did Yeshua say? Shiheya Surim Lavo Bekahal. Yeshua made the Gzeira, marriage. Asir Lava Bakal. That's Rashi Shita. Echad Zachar Bechana Kevitz. Velo Asir Osam Ela Bezman Sheish Mikdash. But he only Asir Bezman Sheish Bisa Mikdash. Veheim Hanikraim Nesinim. They're called Nesinim. Lefisha Nostam Lavodas HaMikdash. Ba David. The Gazar Aleim Shalo Yikansu Bakal Laolam Afilu Bezman Shein Mikdash. David came along and said, even after Zman HaMikdash, based on a pasuk in Ezra. The Lama Gazar Aleim. Why did David do it? This is what the Gemara describes based on the story. After David saw how brazen and how what lack of compassion they had by the sons of Shaul, which they demanded and they hung, but based to punish Shaul for the massacre of Novir HaKohanim. So once he saw that, that's when he made the Gzeira forever. These people cannot be amongst, mixed into Klal Yisrael. Right? It's in their DNA that this terrible Midah, and therefore they're out. So that's the Rambam Shita. What David did, what Yeshua did, and what David did. This is the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam. Good. The problem, the major problem that Rabbeinu Tam right here asks, if it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, so what's the Havamina that there wouldn't be a Knas? He says, oh, there's a Knas by these women. Of course there's a Knas by those women. On a Daraisa level, they convert. There's nothing wrong with them. What, there's no Isser. That's the Bam Kasha on Rabbeinu, on the Rashi. First, Rabbeinu Tam asks, right, the first top tosis. Pierce Bakuntri, who quotes David Gazar Aleim, and then he goes, Vainiru Rabbeinu Tam. So the first 10 lines, Tosfos says, I don't think, it doesn't sound that way for many sugyas, because always, throughout Shas, you find Mamzeres Vinesina linked together. Just like we find Grusha and Chalutza linked together, we always find Mamzeres and Nesina. We're going to have it today, but there's a Ramanam base. So Rabbeinu Tam says, it sounds like they're both Daraisa. Sounds like, is it a Daraisa to marry one of the Nesinim? Aye, Grusha and Chalutza are always together? He doesn't deal with that. One's Daraisa, one's Rabbanan. Okay, but that's what Rashi would answer. One's Daraisa, one's Rabbanan, even though they are linked together. But Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like that, and he says, what's the Havamina here? To say that there wouldn't be a Knas, it's only Nisa Rabbanan. So that is why Rabbeinu Tam says, the Nesinim are Asurin Daraisa. Daraisa, even after they convert, they're included in the Isra of Losis Chatin Bam. Rashi Rabbeinu Tam says, third wide line in Tosfos, V'nira l'Rabbeinu Tam, D'nesina Asura Daraisa, Mishum Losis Chatin. It's an Isra Daraisa to marry these women. That's why you need the Mishnah to tell you that there's a Knas, even though there's an Isra Daraisa. K'demasik Ravi B'ha'arel. It's really a Havamina and Maskana, there in Andaf Ayin Vav in Yevamos. We discussed it then. What did David add? David added Shibud. Not just an Isser to marry them, but that they are mishubadim to Am Yisrael. V'davala gazor le'el shibud, v'lav la'ustran b'vnos Yisrael, da'asi rivikaimi, mi'lav delos eschatein, ela k'dei shelo yitamu b'Yisrael. He was so disgusted by what they did, so he said, Right? You can't even have any connection, make them avadim, so you have no havamina that you're going to get close to them. Why was he gozer on them more than anyone else? They're a whole nation, they're not just yechidim. So that is Rashi and Tosis. What does Rashi say about the pasuk of Losis Chatin Bam? So that is only when they are non-Jews. But after they convert, the Israel Losis Chatin Bam doesn't apply. Rabbeinu Tam says the Israel Losis Chatin Bam is even after they convert. Right? Begerusan, as it's called. The Issa Daraisa still is intact. If you look in the Chachmei Svarad, the Ritva, the Ramban, they suggest maybe the first generation was Aser Daraisa, and the later generations were the Rabbanan. Had a little distinction to try to split. That's the Ramban here and the Ritva here, right? It was a difference in generation. The Nesina Rishona Asur Lavobakol. The Silos is Chatin Bam. Doros, Dorosa Mutarim, Dolokse Be Doros. Right, Fechulu, so that's trying to have a little bit of each. Again, there's a lot more here. The Pnei Yeshua discusses Rashi here. Exactly how does he read the other Gemaras? Maybe this Gemara is different than others. Maybe there's a difference between Derech Ishus and Derech Znus. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Chiddush, to try to explain how Rashi would read other Gemaras. Right there, this is Omer Derech Znus. Obviously, it's Ones. Mashenki and Ishus, that's where Rashi might hold its, it would agree it's Daraisa. Okay, that's on the word Va'al HaNesina. Next word, the Al HaKusis. There's also a knas on the kusim. Who were the kusim? So Rashi says, Kesavar geire arayos hein. The yeshna balabta lotes chatin bam. We know the story, a nation that was put by Sanherev in Eretz Yisrael, and they weren't acting properly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent lions to whip them into shape, and they converted out of fear. Geire arayos. They are geirim out of because of the lions. So is that called geiris or not? Later on, the Chazal tell us that they were found to totally not believing anymore, and Chazal said, no way. But what about originally, right? They were found to do Avodah Zarah, so Demus Yonah Matzalahem. But what about originally? Were those Geirim? Did they have the status of Jews or not? Machlokes Tanoim. Geirei Arayos, or were they Geirei Emes, or not? What does that mean? We had a Gemara in Yavamis that says, even if one does not have proper motivation to become a Jew, let's say they're doing it for marriage. Let's say they're doing it for, they think the Jews are the best. They choose the Jews. So they're doing it not because they really think that Judaism is the best. So as long as there was a proper commitment, so then it would be okay, Me'ikar Adin. Right? Even if the motivation was banned, the commitment, as long as it's there, of Kabbalah's mitzvos, that would be okay. The question is here, by Geirei Arayos, was even that commitment proper? So that's a machlokas tanoim, Geirei Arayos or Geirei, were they Geirei Emes or not? So Rashi here seems to say that the kusim, what is this mishnah referring to? According to the shita that holds that they weren't really proper Geirim. Geirei Arayos. That's what Rashi says. That's what it sounds like. Tosfos, again, jumps on Rashi and says, but what do you mean? According to the opinion that they weren't true Geirim, that these women are not Jewish. And if they're not Jewish, then what would you have to pay them a knas for? So what's Rashi talking about? If the Kusim were Geirei Arayos and they're not considered Geirei Emes, ask Tosfos, that can't be what it means. Right, Tosfos, the second Tosfos in the parak. Pirish Bakuntris, the Ksavar Kusim Geirei Arayos sain. The Yeshna Malavdalos is Chatin Bam. He says that's right, following his Shita, etc. And then he says, no, it can't be. Lo Niral Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ben Rabbeinu Meir. The Im came Ovedas Kochavimi. For Ovedas Kochavim ain lo knas. There's no knas for a non-Jew. Right? The Gemara we had back in the Ger Katan Sugya Naf Yad Aleph. We're going to give her a knas and she's going to go and become a non-Jew? The Gemara says, oh, it means Lachi Gava. But it's clear that we're not going to give a knas to an Ovedes Kochavim. So Tosa says it's not referring to that. It's referring to the Shita that says, Geirei Emes. So how do you answer for Rashi? That's a bomb kasha. So says the Pnei Yeshua, Baruch Hashem. What is 90% of the Pnei Yeshua? Answering Tosas is Kasha on Rashi. But why do we have a Pnei Yeshua? We mentioned many times. Because there was this huge fire in his town. He was lying there under the burning log. He didn't know that he would get out alive. And he made a nether to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if he gets out alive, I'm going to finish my grandfather's work. My grandfather wrote a little sefer, the Megine Shlomo, starting to answer Tosas is Kasha on Rashi, but it wasn't comprehensive at all. So I'm going to finish the job. And Baruch Hashem, the next minute he gets out. But right here, Baruch Hashem, we have the Pnei Yeshua quoting his grandfather, the Megine Shlomo, to answer this kasha on Rashi. He says, Ayin v'sefer Megine Shlomo l'morizkein izatzal she'erich bazeh. And he explains that Rashi holds that even according to the Manda Omar, Geirei, they're not Geirei Emes, it doesn't mean they're not Jewish. doesn't mean there's something there. There's some status of Judaism. Rav has nothing to talk about. He said, "The aflam adam regiri arayis saying lav kivadai akum machzakino lahu ela besafik." It's besafik. And he says that's what that's the answer to this question. Da'aflam adam rakusim giri arayasin afiloach kivon sheparshin me'akum yoser me'shar akum lohavi ka'akum gemurim and chayavin knas. And they get a knas. That's how the Megidin Shlomo answers the kasha on Rashi. Okay, so first two lines. So Eilan Aris, these are the Naris that have knas, Mamzeres, Nesina, and Kusis. Just once we're on the topic of Kusis, just today's Chashukei Chemed dos, and that is the Rav Zilberstein writes Sheila. Again, there's a lot on these dafim. Just to mention one: Echad Shenasa Bas El Nechar V'Olim Men Abanim Rachmana Leslan. Somebody intermarries, and he has children with a non-Jewish woman, and then he divorces her, and he coming back to Avinu Shemashemayim, and he's about tshuva. And the problem is he has the children. That's the case. He has the children. They're living with him, but they're not Jewish yet. Is there Bishul Akum by his children? They're Kusiyim. Kusiyim sometimes is used in a more general way of just meaning non-Jews. Kusim, halakhically, is like the from Kusa. But that's the question here. Is there Bishul Akum by one's own children? But they're not Jewish. And what's the issue? The issue is the Kalim. Machlokas Rishonim. Whether Bishul Akum asers Kalim or not. Machlokas, whether it 2 days quoted in Shulchan Aruch, imutel olecho me'akelim abluin bebishulei akum meduvar ba'ofan, and the case is that if you're not making in this regard, there's a good chance he's just gonna get really mad and just throw the whole thing away, because right now it's impossible. So says Rav Zilberstein, because there's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch and b'shas atzchak, there is a day of lahakel, and you're worried that this guy's just gonna throw it away. So he says, Efshar lismoch al adei hashniyah b'shulchan aruch, that the kalim, not to eat the food, that's bishul akum, they're still non-Jews, but at least not to asur the kalim. And then he says, you could also throw in the ravid. What's the ravid? There are 2 days that it's quoted in Rishonim that we don't paskin like. But some poskim say, if you have them together, they work. But at least one of the days, the ravid quoted in Tosfos on Avodah Zarah says, the only answer bishul akum is when it is outside your house. If it's within your house, Chazal Warren Gozer in that case. So we don't paskin that way. We paskin as Bishul Akim, even if I have somebody working for me in my house. Right? Even though that's another day in Shulchan Aruch. Not in the Rishonim. That if it's my Eved, my help, then there's also no Bishul Akim, because they're working for me. So we don't paskin like either of those opinions. That Eved or in my house. Some poskim say, if you have them together, it can work. But again, he says you can throw that ravid in here too, in the case of one's own children. Okay, so let's continue now. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, next line. Haba al hagiyores v'alashvuyah v'alashivcha. If somebody is ma'anes, hagiyores v'alashvuyah v'alashivcha, sheniftu v'shineskar v'shineshtachru, that were redeemed, converted, or freed, right? We'll have to see that that's not exactly the order that the first case was, right? We have like giyores shivchuyah v'shivcha, let's say that's 1, 2, 3, and then the next, the verbs are 2, 1, 3. So I'll have to see why it's not exactly in order, the respective actions. So all of these three women that were freed, p'chusos mi b'rosh olosh olam v'yamechad, at less than 3 years old, meaning they're still psulos. They still have a chazaka of psulos. That's why that is important, right? A giyores that converted, less than 3 years old, does not have this, right, is considered that she still has psulim. Even though halachically we don't allow a kohen to marry her. Right, it's still considered a giyores legabe. There is a sheet of Rav Shmuel Yochai that says that a kohen is allowed to marry that woman, but we don't paskin that way. We paskin that kohen could not marry a girl even if she converted at less than 3 years old. But in terms of this, she's still a psula. So that's what you need for our case. Na'ara bisula. So all those cases have knas. What else? What are other cases of knasos? Haba al achoso, v'al achos aviv, v'al achos imo, v'al achos ishto. All these cases, there is a chi of knas, because the isser is one of kares. And our Mishnah holds, we'll see this Be'ez Hashem beferish tomorrow, our Mishnah holds that kares does not create kimle bedrabamine. Kimle bedrabamine is only when there's a chi of misas bezdin, that can knock out the chi of mamon. But chi of krisus, that does not knock out the chi of mamon, and all these cases are chi of krisus. So that's why there is no chi, there is still a chi of mamon in these cases. V'al eishes achiv, Why'd I stop before them? Because that one is somewhat controversial. Eishes achiv. What do you mean eishes achiv? That's a chiyah misa. That's misa's bezdin. So you have to know that problem in order to be able to know why Rashi says what he says. Rashi says, what does eishes achiv mean? Sheniskat shelol achiv vigirsha. Had kiddushin with the brother and then divorced. Why does it just say kiddushin? Because then she wouldn't be a psula. So there's two things you have to figure out. She has to be a psula, but she can't be married to the brother anymore. So that's what Rashi says. They had erusin, and then he divorced her. That's what Rashi says. Or the Shimon Kubetzis discusses almana. Almana, then the brother's not alive anymore. Is it possible that Grusha, what about Grusha's Achiv, that also a regular Grusha's Achiv after Nisuin might have a different halacha? But either way, Rashi says erusin, and then Gerushin. Fine. That's the case of Eishes Achiv. V'yal Eishes Achi Aviv. And also the case of father's brother's wife. V'yal Hanida. In all of these cases, Yesh Lahem Knas. Why? Afal Pisha Hein Bihi Kares. Even though they're Chayev Kares, Ein Bahen Misas Bezdin. And therefore, there is no Kimle Bidrabi Mine. There are two sources for Kimle, Rav Hashem, in the Torah. We'll have to get to them in the coming days. But there is no, according to the Tana of our Mishnah, it does not apply to Chayev Misas Bezdin. It does not apply to Chayev Kares. And therefore, there are Knossos in these cases. Fine. Just to note, actually, let's wait and then we'll mention it. The Ritva does say here, Shidmu Kubetzis really says it, that Abba Vishayim Bihikares, don't get any misimpressions about Malkus. Many times, we know whenever there's a Chiyav Kares, there's a Chiyav Malkus that goes along with it, but we'll get to that, says the Shita later in the Perek, whether Malkus and Mamon have Kimle, and if it does, in which direction? Does the Malkus knock out the Mamon? Does the Mamon knock out the Malkus? That's going to be a Machlokus. Also, to keep in mind, again, we'll get to all of this, this is just an introductory type of day to this Perek, there's a fascinating halacha in Kimle B'Durabimine, that the halacha applies even if the person is not actually going to be killed. If he just did an action that is mechayev him misa, even if he did it b'shogeg. Chayve misa shogegin also has the patur of kimle. That's what Tana Devei Chizkiya says in Baba Kama Lamed Hei and Ksubas Lamed Hei. Right, in 5 blot from now. We'll get to that. Even if somebody's not going to get killed. But you did a misa that's mechayeves, misa's bezdin, that's enough to create kimle b'drabi b'nei. Obviously pointing to the fact that it's not about one punishment swallowing up the other one, but about one maisa swallowing up the other one. And therefore, once I did a maisa, that's mechayiv, me, misa, so then at Potter's, the chi of mamon, that flows from the same exact maisa. Okay, so we'll have to see that in the coming days. Says the Gemara, so hani naris psulos islu knas, ksheros lo? What does the Mishnah mean? These are the naris that have knas. What about a regular girl? What about a regular nara? Right, all the cases in the Mishnah are the unusual cases. So the Mishnah says, you're right, Hachi Kamar, Elu Naros Psulos Sheish Lehem Knas. It means the following Naros are the Psulos when they have the Knas. Habola, Mamzeres, Valensina, Valakusis. The Ritva says, Lav Davka Psulos. Not these, what, an Anida is a puzzle woman? No, it just means what we might call Pigumos. Right, women who have some status to them. Pirish, lo sheyu kulan psulos, tuk yoresh shvuyev upchusos, we don't show shonim, ksheros afilu kuhuna. El yesh mayam psulos mamish, the yesh mayam pegumos. Right, some are mamish puzzle, some are not. So that is the Ritva. Don't take the word psulos so literally. Viter, nara in ktana lo. So the Mishnah says these naros have knas, mashma the naros have, but everyone who's not a nara does not have. So that not only excludes Gedola, but also excludes Ketana. That's the mashmos of the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, that's really a machlokas tanoim. Man tana, amar of Yehuda, amar Rav, Rebbe Meir hi. Our Mishnah is following the Shita of Rebbe Meir, who says that a Ketana does not get a Knas. Or the Ketana's father. The Tanya. Ketana mi bas yom echad, vi ad shetavi shtei sairos. A Ketana from day one till godless, yesh la mecher, ve'en la knas. The father has the ability to be mocher her, for her benefit, where he wants her to be able to have, he doesn't have any food, he doesn't have any money, so he'll create a relationship where she'll be able to serve in a house, and she'll be able to get fed, obviously, never to take advantage of her, ve'en la knas, and she doesn't get knas, Right, that's the Ratzid of Rabbi Meir. Umishatavi Shtei Cyrus Vachati Bogger, Yesh Lakras Vein Lomecher. And is though in those 6 months, she has a one and not the other one. She has knas and not mecher. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Shohei Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Machem Sheish Mecher Ein Knas, V'Kol Machem Sheish Knas Ein Mecher. Rabbi Meir holds it's either or. We'll see later on in the parak what his source is. V'Chachamim Omrim Ktana MiBashar Al Shana V'Yomechad Va'Ad SheTiboger Yesh La Knas. Even a ktana has knas. Knas in mecher lo. What only knas? So Gemara says no. Ema Af. Knas b'makom mecher. The sheet of the Rabbanan is that a ktana could also have knas. Right? So that's why the Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah is not like the Chachamim. Fine. Says the Gemara. 1 minute. Vahani, all these women in the Mishnah, b'nei knasa ninu. Are they really b'nei knasa? Should they get a knas via my why? But what about the other halacha that goes along with ones? Ikri kan v'lo sihi eleisha. Isha haru'uyola. Velosi Elisha is the mitzvah daraisa for a ma'anes to marry the ne'enas. And don't we darshan? Tihiyah always means, right, tihiyah will be. So don't we darshan from there? Will be a marriage that really can happen and should happen. Isha haru'uyola? Question mark. So that's the halacha. Velosi Elisha only applies where there's a woman who is muteras to this man. But if there's any other Isser, so then they don't get married. So asks the Gemara, shouldn't we put together the Velosi Elisha with the fine? And in the cases where there is no Velosi Elisha, we should say there's no payment of the fine either. Shouldn't we say that? And the Gemara is going to answer, no, that's not true. But that is a major conceptual Havamina and Maskana. What's behind this question? That the Velosi Elisha should go with, should have the same, or the payment of Knas should only go when the man is able to marry the woman. But if you can't marry the woman because she's Aser, then you don't pay the fine. That's the Hava Mina. What's the Maskana? Let's just do the answer, and then we'll talk about it. Amarish Lakish. Nara, Nara, Hanara. Right? There's really three words that we could darshan. It says the word nara, and it says the word hanara. The second word is totally extra. So it's as if you could darshan the word hanara as nara and hanara, learning something extra from the hay. Chad legufe. One is just telling me the halacha, that it only applies to nara. This is by ones, in dvarim. Chad lasuye chayve lavin, v'chad lasuye chayve krisus. And one to include chayve lavin, and one to include chayve krisus in terms of paying the fine. Rav Papa Amar, a different drasha, not from Ones, but from Afata. Besula, Besulos, Habsulos, again the extra words, Chad Lekufe, V'chad Lasuye Chayve Lavin, V'chad Lasuye Chayve Krisus. Let's just finish. What does each one do with the other one's Pasik, with the other one's Limud? Rav Papa, my time, Allah Amar Karesh Lakish. Why did Rav Papa not darshan it from the Nara Nara words? Because he learns something else from those. Hahumi Baile Likida Abaya. He learns it to the tell me the halacha of Abaya. Damar Abaya. Balev Amesa. What if the ones occurs and then the woman dies before the perpetrator has time to pay? Pater. He's Pater in that case. Shenemar Benasan Lavi Hanara. Lavi Hanara Velo Lavi Mesa. Okay, one halacha. For Ishlakash my time Allah Amakura pop up. Why does Reish Lakish not darshan it from the words of Rav Papa? Haumi Baya Leil Gzeira Shava. He uses it for the Gzeira Shava that we alluded to before. The Gzeira Shava comparing Ones and Mefateh to teach me 50 shekel in both cases. Because here it says 50 and here it says shekel. So you darshan one from the other. Kesev Yishkol Kamor Absulos. Kesev Yishkol, this is by Mefateh. You should take Kesev like the Moar Absulos written elsewhere in the Torah. Sheyehe Zeh Kamor Absulos. V'umor Absulos Kazeh. Right, and we darshan therefore 50 shekel. So says the Gemara, wait a minute. There's no machlokas here. For Reish Lakish nami mi boi lele kidabaya. For Papa nami mi boi lele gzera shava. Doesn't everybody agree to these halachos? So still, why doesn't each of them darshan what does each one do with the other pasuk? So the Gemara says, lamaskana elashisa kroik sivi. There's really six different words that you could darshan. Three in mishpatim, three in kiseitse. The Ritva here says, there's no machlokas. There's no machlokas between the Amoraim, Nara, Nara, Hanara, Absulo, Absulos, Habsulos, Tre Lugufayu. Two of them are just meant to teach me the Iker Din. She has to be a Nara and she has to be a Absula. Chad Likida Abaya, Vachad Likzer Shava. And two of the words are used to teach me those halachos. Aitru le trei, and then there are two left. Chav lasuye chayvei lavin, v'chav lasuye chayvei krisus. So even though velosi elisha is true, but you pay the knas even in these other cases. 2 points. Number one is the lundus point. And that is, so what was the havamina? That it should be linked, and what's the maskana? So there is a big discussion in the achronim. The mitzvahs hamelech, Rabbi Sement, in his sefer on the sefer HaMitzvahs, in mitzvah reishit ches discusses this. Velosia leisha. What type of halacha is that? We know the payment is what we call a knas, a fine. The definition of a knas is something that's not specifically commensurate with damage that you did. It's arbitrary. Chavishim kesef, doesn't matter who the man is, who the woman is, that's a knas. What about the chiyuv to marry? Is that also a form of knas? It's just not a financial knas. It is a social knas. The Torah demands and forces you to marry this woman and ever divorce her. But is that in the world of knas also? Velosia leisha? Or no, it's not a knas, it's a mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah. Nothing to do with knasos. That's the question. What the first and foremost nafkamina is, do you count it as a mitzvah? The Rambam, the Chinuch, has it as a separate mitzvah, one of the 613. Rambam says in Reish Yudches, Shet Sivanu Laseisa Ones Esaunaso. Right, it's a mitzvah for the ma'anes to marry is the ananas. We mentioned many times, mitzvahs don't mean that we want to do all mitzvahs. It just means the Torah tells us what to do in every situation. We should not dream about doing this mitzvah. But it just means if somebody was ma'anes, then they have to do this. The good question, is it on the banner or is it on Bezdin? It's also a question. You have to check the formulations. Shetzivanu laseis haones es anusaso. Right? Shetziva haones lises anusaso. Mashba, it's on him. Also, we'll have this machlokas later on. Is it kiddushin or nisuin? Sounds like nisuin from the Rambam. That's a machlokas achronim also. There's a flaw later on that kiddushin is enough. But, that's the Rambam. So the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah. But other gaonim, the bahag of sadikon, don't count this as a mitzvah. Suggests the mitzvah samelach maybe because they hold it's just a form of knas, so maybe it's included in the kesef payment or just a detail, not a separate mitzvah. Or is there mechila? We know not mechila. Is there hoda'a? We know the rule is modi b'knas is pater. If somebody comes to Bezdin and says I stole, I'm here, they don't have to pay kefel. Modi b'knas pater. Only if edim testify that I stole, I have to pay kefel. So if somebody's modi b'knas their pater, do they have to do velosi elisha if they come before any edim come and say I was ma'anisir? Does velosi elisha apply or does he get rid of it? Nafkamina. Is it knas or is it mamon? Again, maybe kiddushin versus nisuin. Maybe that gufa. Is it knas or is it mitzvah? Right? It might be. Is it for her benefit or for his benefit? Right? All of these might be tali. Right? He says if it's tali and velosi, if it's a knas, if it's a mitzvah, it's a mistavra, the mitzvah is for the anusa, and therefore you have to have nisuin. If it's just a mitzvah, so then maybe it's just a kiddushin. He can talk to other nafkaminas as well. But why are we quoting this here? Maybe that's gufa, the havamina and the maskana of our Gemara. What's the havamina? That velosia leisha should be linked to the monetary payment. And there shouldn't be a monetary payment where you're not going to be able to fulfill velosia leisha. Why? Maybe because they're both knasos. The maskana, what do you say? Velosi Elisha is totally not a knas. That's one answer. Or maybe it is, but it's different. Right? So there's always that possibility, lamaskana. One other ha'ara to mention, and that is Velosi Elisha. This is quoted by the Zohar. Quoted by the Zohar. The Zohar explains this. The Maharal quotes this Zohar in Tiferes Yisrael in Perek Lamed Beis, that Velosi Elisha, let me just see exactly where it is. No, I don't know. I don't want to find it now. He quotes, Velosi Elisha is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kaf Aleim HaHar Kigigas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to ever be able to divorce Am Yisrael, so he, so to speak, was Ma'anes us. Ma'anes us, right? The famous question of Tosfos, why did we need Hashem to force us? Kaf Aleim HaHar Kigigas. We send Nasa V'Nishma. Right, Tosfos' question in Masechta Shabbos. So many answers to that question. The Zohar deals with this question and says, well, Hashem wanted to create a situation of Velosi Elisha lo yuchal shalcha kol yamav. And therefore, he held the mountain over our heads. He didn't want it to be mefate. He wanted it to be ones. And therefore, he would never be able to, he would have to marry us and able to be, have to stay with us. This is the Maharal uses this to explain Tosfos there. Tosfos' answer there is very difficult to understand. Tosfos says, why do you need Kavale Makagigas, if we said Nasa Vanishma, Tosva says, well, maybe we would have retracted when we would have been scared with the thunder and the lightning. So therefore, Hashem wanted to make sure that we couldn't retract, and therefore, he forced it upon us. That's what Tosva says. The question is, but what do you mean? So what kind of acceptance is that? If we might have retracted, so then Nasa Vanishma was worthless. So what does that mean that we might have retracted? So the Maharal explains, based on the Zohar, it doesn't really mean. It just means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create an absolute existence. He didn't want it to be a dependent existence. Meaning what? We know if the Jews wouldn't have accepted the Torah, or at any time in history, if Jews would reject the Torah, Chas V'Shalom, if there would be a Jew not learning Torah any second of the universe, the whole universe would cease to exist. Chaim V'Lazer writes that in Nefesh HaChaim. If for a second in life there's no Jew learning Torah, so then the world would cease to exist. That's why, says Rav Chaim V'Lashon, Hashem created time zones. So that there's always somebody learning. You don't have to stay up at 3 o'clock till 3 o'clock in the morning. There's always somebody learning. So if at any point in history that would be true, that we would be able to not accept the Torah anymore and there would be we would reject it, so then the world is basically teetering. And maybe one day the world would cease to exist. Hashem forced it upon us in order to create an absolute existence. No, forever, you are mine, you have my Torah, etc. That's what the Zohar means, and maybe that's what Tosfos really means. That's what he gives Pshat in that Tosfos in Shabbos. Okay, there's a lot more there. It's in Yonah Deyoma, Shvuiz, Purim, but let's continue now. So we'll start a sugya now, which continues on tomorrow's daf. Vila Afuke Mehaitana. Our Mishnah is against the following opinion. Which Tana? Titania. Velosia Leisha. What does Velosia Leisha mean? Shimon Atimni Omer Isha Sheyesh Ba Havaya. Right? Meaning, the Mishnah. Look at the Rashi for a second. Malafuke Meitaina. Masnisa Diktani. Yesh Knas Lamamzeres Vila Achoso. Laafuke Meitaina. The Mishnah that says there is Knas for all of these Averos done is against the following. Because the following Tanam hold that Knas is only by certain women. Not all women that you're din avera with. Titania, Velosia Leisha, Shimon Atimini Omer, Isha Sheyeshba Havaya. A knas is only paid by a woman who you can have tfisas kiddushin with. So for example, your sister, if a man is ma'anis his sister, Chayve Krisus, Shimon Atimini says there's no knas there. Our Mishnah says there is. There's no knas, according to Shimon Atimini. Rishimon Manasya Omer, even more limited. Isha Haru'uya Lakaima. Only a woman who you can stay married to. Ru'uya l'kaima, like the Havamina we had earlier. That's the only time there would be a knas. My benayu, amar amzera, mamzeras and nesina, ikim benayu. What's the nafkamita between them, mamzeras and nesina? Why? Lamanda, this was Tosfos Raya, that Nosin is always put with mamzeras. Lamanda, amar yishba havaya, hanam yishba havaya. According to Shimon HaTimni, you go by, is there tfisas kiddushin? So these women, if a man marries a mamzeras, it's ba'avera, but they're married. It's not like marrying your sister. So there would be knas there. The knas is dependent on whether there is a marriage. Lamanda amar ru'i l'kaima, ha'ena ru'i l'kaima. And according to the one who says, no, it has to be fit to stay married, so then this woman, they can't stay married, a man can't stay married to a mamzeres, so there would not be a knas in that case. So the Mishnah is against both of those opinions. But the Gemara, once we're on the topic, the Gemara says, Ulu Rabbi Akiva da Amar ein kiddushin tofsin mechayve lavin. But according to Rabbi Akiva, who we discussed a lot in Yevamos, Rabbi Akiva holds there's no tfisas kiddushin even by chayve lavin. A man tries to marry a mamzeres, it's like marry your sister, according to Rabbi Akiva. Right? There's no tfisas kiddushin mechayve lavin. So according to him, I be nayu. So then, is there an afkamina? Then Mamzeres and Nesina, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. So is there an Afkamina there between Rav Shimon Manasya and Shimon HaTimni? So the Gemara says, yeah. Ika Beinayu Almana L'Kohen Gadol Kir Rebbe Simai. The Afkamina is Almana L'Kohen Gadol, because Rabbi Akiva would agree by the case of Almana and a Kohen Gadol. Why? Like Rav Simai says, Titani Rav Simai Omer Minakol Ose Rabbi Akiva Mamzerin. Rabbi Akiva says all the offspring of the illicit Chayvi Lavin relationships create Mamzerin. Why? Because the Gemara is assuming now they go together. No Tfisas Kiddushin and Mamzeris. Rabbi Kiva says that to be true except by Chutz Me'amana L'Kohen Gadol. Except for that one. Why? Because there's a special limud there. Shvashari Amra Torah Lo Yichikach V'Lo Yichalel. Don't be Mechalel your offspring. Chilulin Hu Oseh Ve'en Oseh Mamzerin. He creates Chalolin when if Kohen Gadol marries an Almana, but he does not create Mamzer, and a special din, Daraisa, that according to this view of, for this version of Rabbi Akiva, there is no Mamzeris when it comes to the Aman of the Kohen Gadol. So according to that opinion, so that's the Nafkamina, Aman of the Kohen Gadol. Is there Havaya? Is there Tfisas Kiddushin? Yes, there's Tfisas Kiddushin. Is it Ruhi L'Kaima? It's not Ruhi L'Kaima. So that will be a Nafkamina between these Tanoim, whether there is a Knas. We mentioned the thought in Yavamis, I'll mention it again now, from the Rebbe Chanan, in the Kovetz Ha'aris, in Simen Lamed Hey, where he says, what exactly is the connection between Tfisas Kiddushin and Mamzeris? We know there is one, we know one exception to the rule, but the Gemara says it's an exception to the rule. Habal Anida. The man is with his wife, I'm sorry, that's a separate thing. That's an exception to Chive Krisus and no Mamzeris. Usually Mamzeris comes from Chive Krisus. That's an example. There's a Chayv Kares, but there's no Mamzeris. This is a little different. He says, Tfisas Kiddushin and Mamzeris. Says Rebbe Chanan, it's not that one causes the other one, but they both flow from the same reason. He says, "Va'osa hasiba ba'atzma shegoremes delotafsi ba'kiddushin goremes gamkein sheyehe avlan mamzer." No Tfisas Kiddushin is also the reason why the Vlad is a Mamzer. They both flow from the same. There could be a Nafkamina, how you formulate this rule in terms of Goy. Goy, right, there's a Machlokas we had, Machlokas Tanam, if a woman is Nivelis to a Goy, is the child a Mamzer or not? So we paskin, no. But there is a day in the Tanam that the child is a Mamzer. So there's no Tfisas Kiddushin with a non-Jew. So that's kind of unusual. We don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. With a guy, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, but there's no Mamzeris. So there we break the equation. So it's not always Tfisas Kiddushin leads to one or to the other. So you might have to say, no, there's something else that causes both. So usually it could be, the Rebbe Chanan says, Arayos. Rabbi Akiva holds Arayos causes both. And therefore, it could be that if there is something that's a different reason that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, not Arayos, a guy is not Arayos, right? So then that might not be totally true. We discussed this back in the Gimel. But a goy is not in the normal realm of Gilei Arayos. So then it might not cause the same things that it normally does within the Jewish religion. I mean, it might cause no Tfisas Kiddushin, but no Mamzeris. Again, a big topic. Either way, we'll stop here. We're in the middle of the sentence, but we have to stop by Elul Rabbi Shaviv. And what's the question? How to pronounce that name? But we'll pronounce that for that like that today. And Beth Hashem, we will continue. Parsha Shir should be up already from last night, early version this week. And Beth Hashem, we'll continue with Eilon Aharis in the coming days.